Hi, everybody, and welcome to Comically Exposed. This is episode 17. Can you even frickin' believe it? My name is Gabby Blackman, and my wonderful, fabulous, amazing co-host is
Heather Nye.
Ta-da! And just to get everybody in the headspace as us, both Heather and I have at least over this entire past week done some serious not sleeping, and then in the past day slept a lot. And we're talking about it before. When I don't sleep for a long time, and then even if I do sleep after that, I just feel slightly drunk and out of it. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel right now.
So get ready for a short, sweet, hilarious, slightly drunk podcast episode. Which reminds me. So May 40, our friend, hilarity, amazing, brilliant comic, actor, writer extraordinaire, her interview episode is coming up, but it does require quite a bit of editing because we had a really good time talking to her.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
It really was. It was so much fun. Yeah. So that's coming up. So get excited. The other thing when I don't sleep is I tend to lose control of like my mouth. You and I were talking about like holding onto your phone and then it just like drops and you're like, cool. And especially when you're looking at your phone, you're lying down and it's over your face and then it just drops on your face.
Yeah, gravity hates you. At that point. I had two different scenarios. One, when I was laying back and falling on my face, and two, falling out of my hand when I was sitting up and falling asleep. Because that happens
when you don't sleep. Dude, when you don't sleep, okay, I'm on day two of fairly good sleep. Even yesterday, I was, and I would like my mom and my sister, who do listen to the podcast, to just go ahead and fast forward by 15 seconds. I found myself falling asleep while driving.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on my drive home yesterday from Mother's Day, I was slapping myself in the face, biting my tongue. I had the windows rolled down. I'm like singing along to music. I'm trying to put on my angriest podcast, you know, all the things. And it wasn't like I would sleep for a long time. It would just be like a boom, awake. Oh, fuck.
Nod, awake. Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to sleep sometime. Why not while you're driving?
And the day before, fuck it. It doesn't matter what days. After having an entire week of like less than 4 hours of sleep a night, and even then being very disturbed sleep, I was just falling asleep constantly, walking around the house, doing laundry while I'm tutoring to people. And it would just be so quick. It would be like fall asleep, head falls down, jet back up. Here we are. Like just, I don't know. You're nodding. So I'm assuming that happens to you a lot too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like you have this like temporary narcolepsy.
Yeah. Narcolepsy. Lipsum? But I like narcolepsy. Lepsy. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what am I saying? Yeah. The old lepsy. You know?
I'm an old prospector with the lepsy.
Okay. So we're done with the podcast. What was that? 5 minutes?
We did a solid 5 minutes. We did a tight, I believe it is a tight five.
Yeah. Tight five. Okay. Yep, I see the light.
The last time we were talking on the podcast, it was about mindfulness, and I was talking some shit about it because of the way it had been introduced to me, and you were telling me some very good actual things that mindfulness could be and helpfulness, mm-hmm. And the subtlety there. And do you want to talk about that some more?
Yeah. You know, mindfulness is a great tool to stay present and in the moment, but like any tool, it can be used incorrectly. And so sometimes the tools can act like distractions rather than an actual tool, you know, a way mm-hmm. to control not thinking about a fear, not thinking about an emotion, not whatever. And we kind of forget that the intent of the tool is to still live through the feeling emotion. Mm-hmm. It is mostly about pulling us away from a compulsion rather than, and I think that's what I was trying to get to, is that mindfulness can actually become, like, the tool can become the compulsion.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah. and that sometimes we have to remind ourselves that it's not just going to the compulsion. Mm-hmm. It's about trying to stay present, not trying to distract ourselves from the negative thought, you know, whatever the intrusive thought was, whatever that gross feeling that you're feeling, you know, shame, fear, whatever, and still feel it. It's still there, but you don't have to have so much power. You just kind of go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can also, like, not have to dwell on it too, because that's another, you know, rumination is another thing that can happen, commonly occurs in OCD. Think about what those things mean and other things. That kind of leads to who we were talking about.
I was just going to say that. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. 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 You want to say?
Yes.
Drum roll.
Drum roll. Yeah. Michael Greenberg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And his, granted, I haven't, like, read up on him in a couple of years, but when my therapist brought up his ideas back in, like, 2021 or something, it blew my mind, because I was like, yeah, this. Because what he was talking about with his working with people with OCD and giving them tools, like we were talking about, is that sometimes mm-hmm. they will white knuckle the tools. They'll hold on to them so hard, or steps yeah. to follow, or whatever it is, that it then becomes, like you said, the compulsion or the repetition, the intrusive thought, you know, pattern or whatever. And so he was saying that instead of holding the tool or the thought or the whatever, like white knuckle, holding onto it like a basketball, mm-hmm. you just let go of the basketball. And I thought that was mind-bogglingly amazing.
Yep.
But I also recognized that there was no way in fucking hell I would have been able to do that in the first couple years of my OCD treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I absolutely needed active things and steps to follow mm-hmm. to be able to get any distance between me and the OCD to put, you know, I don't know if you feel the same.
Yeah. So I recently just learned about him. I think I've listened to an OCD stories about him.
Yeah.
Didn't really fully comprehend his process until my last session with my psychiatrist. You know, we were talking about different tools that I've been using. And he was mentioning, he goes, you know, it feels like you go to self-compassion too quickly.
He said that? And,
oh, yeah. He said that to me, which I was proud of myself, but he was concerned that
I'm that sorry. I was. Yeah. Just quick caveat. It seems like anytime we find something that works for us, then our mental health professionals are like, uh-oh. I'm sorry. Continue, Heather.
Well, it's not that I shouldn't use self-compassion. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. that's not what he was saying. He was saying that he was concerned that I was going to it too quickly mm-hmm. About a certain subject matter that we were discussing. The reason why he was concerned is that, as we were talking about before, the subtlety of using a tool as a way to kind of distract ourselves mm-hmm. From the moment. You know, all these things can bring us, like, oh, we're supposed to breathe, or oh, we're supposed to feel our feet, or oh, we're supposed to, like, do all these things. and they can be used, and that this like the it's like a subtle line, at least for me. Mm-hmm. It's a subtle line. I don't know for you, but it's that transition of actually being present with whatever feeling we're feeling, mm-hmm. versus not.
Yeah.
And kind of subduing, you know, like making the feeling kind of feel like it's fading away.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally understood what he was saying in that one moment. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, uh-huh. I was. And this is the part that I feel like with OCD therapists of all kinds. It's like, are they sadists? You know, it's like with a little, with a hint of nihilism, mm-hmm. you know, it's
yes,
like,
yes, yes.
Are you trying to kill me? No, but it's that idea of what he was talking about with Michael Greenberg, like process was just not to do the compulsion.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. And then so, and I'm not going to bring up the subject matter because it's too like no, close to fine. Home right now, but it's, but essentially he was, it was sort of like he was triggering like a ERP process.
Mm-hmm.
He was triggering an exposure, like, you know, to something. So it's triggering, mm-hmm. like he was pretending to be my intrusive thought basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then instead of going to any kind of response prevention, like mm-hmm. skill sets, he was basically like, just don't think of anything else afterwards.
Yes.
Don't try to solve it. Don't do anything. And he goes, oh, was that another intrusive thought? And then he goes, great. Don't do anything after that. And I was like, this is my nightmare. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yes.
And I was having a moment in the process where I don't know if any of you have watched 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And how and how when that moment when Jack Donaghy was like in that commercial that they were doing and he was doing really terribly, like even though he's like always polished and always like on, he was like terrible at acting. And he holds two cups in his hands. That's how I felt. Like, is this natural? Am I supposed to do this? Yes. Is this the way that a normal person holds their face? Yes. You know, like,
is this am how I breathing? Walk? Or is this?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I had two cups. And I was trying to walk normally, mm-hmm. and literally didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I basically froze like for a moment of like, you know, but my mind was like ping ponging.
Yeah.
I was going, is this right? Is this right? Is this right? Is this right? Is this, I mean, I literally was, and then he goes like, and then it would happen over and over. And we did this for like half our session, I swear, but it was probably like 10 minutes, five or maybe two. I don't know. I don't know time. And at least in that moment, and I didn't know how to make it stop. And he goes, don't.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. I felt like it was a weird session. I didn't think I did anything right. Like I felt like incomplete.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the weirdest thing happened. So the week before, I was having terrible sleep, couldn't sleep. And then like less than an hour after the session, I passed out and slept.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was magic.
Yeah.
It's
so real, dude, because this is my take on what happened.
Yeah.
It was a release. It was like you had a knot in your muscles on your back, you know, and then your therapist did some weird thing that should mm-hmm. not work, because why would that work?
I know.
Right?
And yeah, some sort of torture.
Yes, like torture, or like they hovered a crystal over the knot and didn't actually touch your back in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then got like a bluebird to come and whisper to it. And then that was it.
Yeah, he performed Reiki on me and it worked. It worked.
On it. Oh, gosh. Not to offend anybody who does Reiki, but like. Anyway. Yeah, no, but seriously, and it works, because when I first heard of Michael Greenberg, it was the basketball analogy, right? It was, you're holding on to, you're gripping this basketball. And instead of doing an exposure, which would be throwing the basketball to hit a hoop or whatever the metaphor would be, mm-hmm. you just let it go. And that most OCD people, especially having ERP training, they have the biggest trouble just letting go. It's like, what do you mean just let it go? How do I just let it go? Like, yeah, what is yeah. the physical thing that I do to my hands to let this basketball go? And then it's like, I let the basketball go and then I follow it with my face. Where do I, you know, like, do I journal about it? No, you just fucking let it go. And it's a level of like non-interaction mm-hmm. with the OCD. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like, but not completely, refocusing on whatever is going on in your life in the moment, only mm-hmm. you're not even allowed to refocus because that's yeah. doing something.
Exactly. And that's exactly the thing that he kept saying is yeah. like, don't try to do something.
Yeah.
Like, just be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was glitching.
Yeah.
I was literally glitching.
For me, it's a very faint, high-pitched scream that just gets louder and louder and louder. But I guess eventually it gets so overwhelmingly loud.
Doing good.
That. Yeah. It just goes away, and then it's that full mm-hmm. relief like you were talking about.
And it's mostly for ruminating, people who like to ruminate. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like. I don't think we like to ruminate.
If I can just think of one thing, second after second after second after second for 24 hours a day, I am a happy camper. No, what? You're right.
Don't want to yeah. sleep? Just want to think all day.
Yeah, exactly. And why don't you think about something that's just kind of irritating that maybe could have a solution, but you can't come up with it on your own. But maybe if you think about it again and 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 again.
Yeah. How do you think my nightmares wake me up?
Gently. Just like, you solved it. You figured it out, Heather. You can awake. Everything's done.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, one of the other, like, when I kind of got into Michael Greenberg a little bit more, I wanted to get even more into him, but my OCD group wasn't there yet because he was still considered to be like cutting edge and whatever. Because mm-hmm. you know, the OCD therapy community was really latched on to ERP.
Yeah.
Exposure response yeah. prevention, and was just not ready to let go by literally letting go. But the way I described it was like, okay, I would have an intrusive thought and it would basically take over most of like my viewing space. Mm-hmm. For the listener at home, not on Zoom. I'm just covering like most of my right eye and part of my left eye with my hand. And it would just be like, that's the intrusive thought. That's blocking the majority of my visual view. And to not even like, I mean, it was very hard for me not to acknowledge like, hey, that's a hand. Hey, I'm going to look past the hand and do whatever I was doing. Mm-hmm. And instead just be like, you know, the hand comes in and I'm like, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, still doing it more. Doing it. And then eventually the hand would kind of like slide away, mm-hmm. you know, from view and go away. And there was like a real sense of accomplishment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's
frickin' trip. You also kind of brought it up, which is ERP is fantastic for a lot of like physical compulsions. It really mm-hmm. is, right? Because you have to sit there and not do the physical compulsion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
or you have to do the opposite, right? OCD wants you to stack those plates matchy matchy. Now you're going to stack them no match, no pattern.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And then for intrusive thought, though, it's very difficult because it's kind of like you and I are talking about, you know, some CBT therapists, like the ones that I had, it was like, write down your intrusive thought and then write down a counter argument. And it was like, this is bad. This is,
yeah,
this is feeding it. And so this Michael Greenberg version or method or tool or whatever, mm-hmm, of just like, okay, that thought showed up. Don't even fucking look at it, you know, but also don't hold your self stiff and not look at it. Just keep doing whatever else you were doing beforehand. And to me, it's kind of like, I was telling this story the other night. When I was in sixth grade, I was on a softball team, and I made friends with a girl from another school because, you know, it's like a softball team that's made of lots of different people and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we were buds. And most of girls' softball, especially when you're in sixth grade, is chanting these cheers when your team is up to bat. And so we get real into them and make goofy gestures and blah, blah, blah. Okay. One day I showed up, and I think it was a practice. I don't even think it was a game. And I had a book with me because I was really into the book and I was a total book nerd, and I didn't want to leave it at home because it had gotten good and I wanted to keep reading. So when I wasn't out in deep outfields because I was not good and our team was up to bat, I would read my book. And about inning five, she was so furious with me. Oh. I mean, pissed the fuck off. And I was like standing up in our dugout, just reading, like fully engrossed. And she smacked the book out of my hand.
Wow.
Like so violently. I mean, I grew up in a household where like any sudden movement was like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, smacked it to the ground, and I looked at her, and she was, you know, just like so angry. And I just bent down, picked up my book, turned my back towards her, and kept reading. And I never talked to her again.
Wow. Wow. Good for you.
I guess so. I think communication could have probably been, you know, tossed in there and made things better. But this is what I'm saying. It's like the intrusive thought comes up, smacks the book out of your hand. And instead of, you know, screaming back, instead of throwing the book at them, instead of like even sitting down and being like, now what led you to smack the book out of my hand? You know, let's sit down and discuss. I was just like, you know, it's more like, no, well, that intrusive thought tried to derail me.
Yep.
But here I am folding laundry, and I shall, and I'm just still folding laundry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny, because that's why I was saying good for you.
Oh, I see. It wasn't the fact that I had like ostracized my one and only friend at softball. Can one person ostracize somebody else, or does one need to be part of a group to ostracize?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Welcome to Comically Exposed, where we discuss the good questions.
Oh yeah, it's I didn't say, I'm not gonna say I enjoyed the Michael Greenberg whatever it's called.
Right.
I think saying his full name is very important.
I know, me too. Over and over again. I don't even know if it's Dr. Michael Greenberg. I mean, I assume so, but I don't know. Maybe it's Michael Greenberg DDS. Maybe it's Esquire. Who knows what this man's job is?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not really trained.
He's not
in
real.
This. No, he's not real. He's not real.
He's an intrusive thought that we all need to ignore.
Yeah, we just made this up for your listening pleasure. Uh-huh. But I think it's good to have different tools in the tool chest, because ERP is an important tool. Mm-hmm. But I also think like what I learned in my ACT class is the same thing,
mm-hmm.
is to like use ACT with ERP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like especially when, you know, you don't know how to, I think the problem with ERP, at least I've heard from other people, is the RP part,
mm-hmm.
Is how to do the RP part,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think
the response prevention.
Yes, the response prevention. And I think ACT is one of those tools that mm-hmm. can help you with the RP part. And so, and I'm sure there's others that we're mm-hmm. not, we're going to be exposed to later, sure. But yeah.
Yeah, and important. I agree. And I think ACT, acceptance and commitment therapy, that I felt like it was the most similar to what Michael mm-hmm. Greenberg was talking about. And it was just like, this is what's happening. It's like, okay, I don't know if you meditate at all. I used to be very good at meditating. I don't know what's happened in the last couple months. I use the Calm app, and there's this guy, Jeff Warren, on there who's fantastic because he's like, hey, we're meditating. Guess what? If today's not going great, that's great. You know, maybe you'll be better at meditating tomorrow. Also, there's no such thing as being better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. This is what I need. I need just like a gentle hold
mm-hmm.
on bring yourself back to the present. Okay. And now mm-hmm. your brain has gone someplace else. Great. Because mm-hmm. now you get to practice bringing your brain back to the present. And it's not the white knuckling. I have to stay in the present. I have to be in the present. Everything is about the present. It's just, it's the, I don't know, the point of meditation is that exercise of bringing oneself back. It's not mm-hmm. punishing. It's not, you know, striving for perfection. It's the sitting and being okay with,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to bring myself back. Whatever else happens is great. Just bringing myself back.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't use the Better Than Calm app?
What is Better
the
Than?
One where, the one where you have competitive meditation. You know, where somebody wins at the end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't want to brag. I do have a couple of medals. And then there's sports betting on there where you can bet on various meditators, right? Mm-hmm, is that part mm-hmm, of it too? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I've won a lot of money.
Yeah. You could do like a Joey Chestnut thing where you dip your hot dog in water. It's like you're dipping your head in water and you're.
I do that. I call it a swirly. Dip my head in the toilet uh-huh. and meditate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not to brag, but I've seen Enlightenment and Giardia quite a few times.
So
really when you said there's a Better Than Calm app and that's the name of it, I was like, oh my God, that's genius. Is there a Better Than Calm? Like, we should start an app that's just called Better yes. Than Calm. And then
yeah.
it's sister app, Better Than Headspace, and it's sister uh-huh. app.
Yep.
It's yeah.
extremely competitive.
Yes. Competitive meditation.
Yeah.
It's oh my like, God, Heather, you're an Olympian? Yeah, I'm a competitive meditator. It's been tough on my family because, you know, I had to start young. I was 2-3 years old, getting up for practice, uh-huh. 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just lean into the white knuckle,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, yeah, moving through.
Moving through. Back to the present, back to the present, back to the present. In your face, mm-hmm. present. Oh, well, I think we nailed it. Also, we do comedy, everyone. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know we do comedy?
There is a part of this is comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're
comically
not
exposed,
if you're not laughing this whole thing, then this has been one psychopath test. And guess what? You were great. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do have a comedy goal, which has nothing to do with me creating anything. I want to go to Comedy Sports in San Jose. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours from here. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Cool.
I'm gonna go. It's improv games. I'm going to check out how it is. And if I feel like I can win, which is the only reason I would do anything, then I'm going to sign up and try it sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds great. I have a goal too. Oh yeah, that's what I did. I actually submitted something to a group of strangers, or some people I kind of know. I'm going to call them strangers still.
Good.
Because it sounds more scary and I seem more brave. And I got notes. And so I was going to take those notes and do a little rewrite and submit my short humor piece. And so I'm going to submit something.
Yay!
Hopefully, by the time we come back on the podcast. Yeah.
So that's phenomenal.
That's my comedy goal. Yeah.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
High fives. All right. Well, guess what? It's the end of the podcast and we won. In your face.
In your face. Sorry, I can't even say that without laughing.
Also, if you're still listening at the end of this podcast, we love your face.
Yeah, we love you.
We're real happy that you made it all the way to the end with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Welcome to the end of the show. This is Gabby Blackman.
And this is Heather Nye.
Thank you for listening to Comically Exposed. We are just a little show with two creators who edit and produce each episode. We appreciate all your support.
If you like what you heard, please follow us on Instagram at comicallyexp.podcast. That's comicallyexp.podcast.
Or subscribe to us on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes drop every other Wednesday.
Also, special thanks to Track Club and Goldenfinch for providing the music.
Thanks for listening. And hey, everybody, today is a great day to expose yourself. Okay, until next time, ta-da for ta-da.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Ha 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 ha.